Have you ever felt the weight of being labeled all over the place because of your many passions? If so, let me ask you this. Are you ready to break free from the shackles of societal norms and boldly showcase your ability to innovate and turn vision into reality? Can you imagine aligning your passions, purpose, and profession without compromise? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. I get it because I am you. I'm Jatia Jones of Jatia Jones Consulting, and I've walked the path of a multi-passionate. Welcome to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Join me for inspiring conversations with multi-passionate CEOs who've turned their diverse passions into a force for change. We dive deep into our collective experiences, sharing invaluable lessons, and providing you with a strategic roadmap to manifest the life and business of your wildest dreams. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. And I'm not just your podcast host. I'm your partner in this dynamic journey. You, me, and the incredible community of multi-passionates. Get ready to unlock the confidence, courage, and clarity to help you become the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another edition of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. This week, we're going to jump right on in. Previously in past episodes, I'll link them in the show notes, we've talked about creating a job description for you. Today, we're going to talk about creating a personal resume. Most people have a professional resume, but they don't have a personal resume. And I know you're like, Jatia, what does this have to do with clarity? Well, as multi-passionates, we have been conditioned over time to force ourselves into many boxes. We borderline are chameleons because we are good at a lot of different things with minimal effort. Therefore, we've also had a very vast and diverse career journey, right? But with that being said, that comes with a lot of different personal experiences. And so I had a coaching call today, and part of the homework that I provided was for her to write an identity statement and then to create her personal resume. Because as multi-passionates, we're multifaceted, we're multidimensional, we are a layered ball of goodness, okay? Many of you are onions and you only allow people to see so many of your layers, but not all of them, but you know all of them. And with all the things that make up you, you, that's the secret sauce in business, in life and in business. This is why I push the common thread as like the first stop for multi-passionates to really figure out like, what is that thing that you naturally do? You do it in your personal life and in your professional life. And that's the common thread that ties together your passions, your purpose, and your profession, if you have a job you love, so that you can make profit doing these things, i.e. make money doing what you love, which is kind of the thing that we all want to do, right? Excuse me. And so with that being said, when you take that and turn this vision, this God-given vision, into a business. So my purpose-driven entrepreneurs, my social impacts, my spiritual entrepreneurs, because I've just recently heard that this is a token thing. A friend is in that realm. Like most of us have this download, this idea, this God wink that's given to us and we're making a thing a thing. You have this new thought leadership. You're taking your industry that you're in for the 9 to 5 and you have this idea of how you can make it better. So you're trying to get people to adopt the new thought leadership of tomorrow, but they're so used to working in the confines and constructs of today that it's difficult. You guys, you need to have a personal resume because that allows you to speak to the different parts of you. Not just speak to a demographic, this age, this race, in this area, making this amount of money. That works for traditional businesses because they're looking for that niche. But when you're multifaceted, multidimensional, and you are the secret sauce, you need to look at psychographics, which means these people, 9 times out of 10, have something in common with you. And most times it's more than something, it's a lot of things. So if you have a personal resume, it's easy for you to be like, oh, I could talk to this type of person, short and wears glasses, from this perspective, right? I don't like to ride the metro sometimes because I'm short, people sneezing and all. You can become more relatable and attract your ideal audience without much work or ever, because it's you. You are the connecting piece between them. But to make it really clear, you one have to know your common thread that ties together your passions, your purpose, and your profession, right? That's our goal, so that we can build your business around life and not the other way around. Because if you're in the 9 to 5, you work your life around the 9 to 5, and that's backwards. And so when it comes to your personal resume, with any resume, let's rewind. For my multi-passionates, with your regular professional resume, you need to express the value and the transition that you provide. Yeah, your skill sets, your talents, your experience, all that is important, but in your about statement at the top, how do you provide transformation and value to this company and that last company and this company? And honestly, in my experience, which is how we got to even having the common thread as a course, is because that's what we naturally do in our personal and our professional lives. So I provide clarity, I connect the dots, and help you communicate your vision to those who don't see what you see, right? Until they can see what you see. And I do that personally and professionally. Like, when I think about everybody that comes to me for things, it's like, I literally had a friend tell me the other day, I used to always be like, I'm the plug for whatever you need, I got it. And they were like, no, you're not the plug. You're the source. You're not the in-between man. You're not the plug that got to get it from the source. You are the source. You are the connector to all people, places, and things. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I connect the dots. I provide strategy. Like, whatever it is you want, I'm gonna help you get it. That's my common thread. And I'm gonna help you get it in a manner that leaves you fulfilled, not just checking things off in achievement and productivity. Like, you're really enjoying the thing. Like in the call with the young lady, I'm hood and I'm holy. So I told her, I was like, I help you go from effort back to fun. Because she was like, you brought the fun back in my business. I'm excited about this now. She was like, before I was so frustrated because I was clear, but I knew something was missing. I knew I wasn't supposed to only be talking to these individuals. She was like, I knew there was more, but I didn't know what it was. And by the time we got off the call, she was for real clear, crystal clear. And the vision had been expanded. She took the lid off of the confines and constructs of what is possible, what can be. And we literally then began to build out the steps to our plan so that she can leave the 9 to 5 and do what she loves full time. And I was like, yeah. Because there are days in business, especially as a solopreneur, that you're like, F all of this. I want to burn it all down. I want to give up because it's hard. It is hard work when you're doing it by yourself. And then when you switch over to being a CEO, it's still a lot of work if you haven't built the business around your life and not the other way around. So, with that being said, how we got her to this like level of in-depth clarity is a personal resume. She took her common thread, and we were like, from here, what are the life experiences? Like, your common thread communicates the value and transformation that you provide to whoever you're talking to, whoever you work with, right? And now, what are your personal experiences? She's been an athlete, small business owner, high achieve, like listing out who you are. Who are you? Who are you outside of the woulda, shoulda, couldas? Who are you? And write down those bullet points of who you really are. So your about section of your resume is your common thread. I'll link the course below, self-paced. And then your bullet points are all of your life experiences. I always say, even if you're a twin, you guys have totally different perspectives on life. One was born first. Like the way your parents parent you, the way you perceive life, your fashion, your taste buds. Like, yeah, it might be very similar, but there are some things that are different. And those are the things that you write down on your personal resume. So for my multi-passionates, because we're passionate about a lot, we have experience in a lot. So your personal and your professional, like think about it and truly brain dump all of the bullets that make you you. If you've been following podcasts for a minute, you guys know I'm a nail tech. I'm a bartender. I've had a custom personalized gift business. Instructional design, technical communicator, public health background. I'm certified public health educator, project management. Like those are like professional things. But when then when you talk to me, like event planner, I love, love, love bringing things to life and taking your vision and like making it blossom, adding some razzle dazzle. excuse me. So that takes active listening skills. That takes having an eye for detail. That takes my introvertedness, that's now more of an ambivert. Dealing with high profile people in toxic environments, dealing with narcissism. Like there are life experiences that allow me to speak to things from an expert level. No, I do not have a degree in psychology, even though I did work in the psychology building in college and took a lot of psychology classes. Human behavior is a definite interest of mine, specifically currently human design, like astrology. I'm God-fearing. Like there are so many things about me that when I list my personal resume, when it comes to clarity, connecting the dots, and communication, I can speak to. How do you deal? How do you communicate with narcissists, especially in your family or even dating relationships? From youth, I have a nonprofit. Like, there's so many things. So, when you really truly list out your common thread, clarity, connecting the dots, communication, right? And then all of your personal bullet points, it makes it even clearer to see who you can serve outside of a demographic, more of a psychographic, who needs your help, who would be interested in your product, who your ideal target population is. So that's you guys' homework assignment. Create your personal resume. If you don't know your common thread that ties together all of your passions, purpose, hopefully your profession. If not, we'll make that happen too. For profit, click the link in the show notes, get the course, take it. Identify your common thread and list out all of your bullets for your personal resume so that when you are communicating, whether that's verbally, visually, or digitally, you're communicating this and you're naturally drawing in your people, the people who get it, who get you, who see the vision, who need, desire, want all the things for what you have to offer, how you are offering it. So that's it. That's all. I'm so excited because this clearly is an activity that has helped many of my clients visually gain the clarity of how to connect the dots. Because once your brain processes and it's like, oh, and it just makes sense and the light bulb goes off and the pieces connect, it's more naturally to be on autopilot that when you're talking and you're at networking events, grocery store, gas station, that when you meet your people, what comes out, how you communicate, whether it's visually, maybe you have on your brand on your shirt, like whatever it is, they see that and they're drawn to you to want to come and talk to you. So it allows you to continue to keep business fun and fulfilling and not meeting resistance after resistance after resistance and roadblock after roadblock after roadblock that leads you to burnout and feeling defeated and depleted and just wanting to give up. You are here to make the world a better place. You are here to create a rippling effect of healing and prosperity, however you do it, for generations to come. You are here to create a legacy. That vision, that thing that's in your heart, that's burning in your gut, that you want to develop, it's meant for you to do it. But for my God-fearing people, when the devil knows you're trying to do what God wants you to do, y'all, he will do anything to stop you. And he knows how to target you in your weakest spaces. Mine is emotional. I'm a Capricorn, but I'm a big softy in the inside. I love and I care very hard. And so when I'm attacked emotionally, like I need time, I'm off my game. And so for me, that's where I'm attacked the most. Because he knows I'm gonna be like, you know what, F all this. But when you know that you know that you know in your gut, it keeps nagging you and it won't leave you alone, that this is the thing that you're meant to do. These are the people that you're meant to help, even if you don't really know how yet. Like, we can get you there. I can clearly help you create a plan of action to get you what you want. That is like a gift of mine. And I thoroughly enjoy doing it. It is fun and it is fulfilling, which is what purpose-driven work is supposed to be, especially for my multi-passionates. So, with that being said, start there. Identify your common thread, list out all of your bullets of your personal resume, and let's clarify how to communicate the vision. Because remember, vision is over there. It is something that doesn't already exist. Actually, I just saw a definition on Pinterest for vision, and it says an image of what the future could be as a product of your imagination, fueled by a deep desire to become what you can truly be. And I was like, that is like gold, because we have to bring the vision into sight for people who don't see the vision. And that's hard a lot of times, which is where we get frustrated. We don't know how to communicate it. We're trying so hard, and they don't seem to get it or get us. This is how you get there, to be able to gain the clarity, connect the dots, and communicate verbally, visually, and digitally the vision until it becomes sight. But you have to know who you are, because you are the missing link to a successful, purpose-driven, social impact, multifaceted, spiritual entrepreneur business. Your vision, how you see things, your methodology, you. So I hate to say stop trying to do it like traditional business does things and trying to copy the, no, we're not meant to completely reinvent the wheel, but you're supposed, there's a blueprint out there for you to create for people to follow in the future. Because what you're following now is a blueprint that somebody created in the past. So you need your personal and your professional resume to make a thing a thing. So that's it. That's all for this week. If you do your personal resume, please share. Let me know. Comment. I would love, love, because for me, I am a connector. And so if you have the planner, you're planning to win. You know, win is an acronym. Who I need, what I need, why I need it. If you can communicate to me who you need or what you need, my mind goes to, let me connect this person with this person. So if you know your personal resume and you're willing to share it, or and your professional resume, both, when I know or meet people that need what you have, I'll be like, let me make an introduction. Because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, y'all. So let's do this thing. We are meant to make it fun and fulfilling and live the life and have the career slash business of our dreams. So I was just so excited to come and share that with y'all, because it feels good. Do-do-do-do-do. Feel it all in my hands. Tony's playing in my head. Anywho, y'all have an amazing, amazing day or even a week, and I'll talk to you. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. I hope you found the incredible stories and insights shared to be helpful. Now, before you go, I want to take a moment to express my genuine gratitude to each and every one of you. Your commitment to aligning your passions, purpose, and profession is what makes this podcast community so special. If you resonated with any of today's episode, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. By subscribing, you're not just joining a podcast, you're becoming a part of a movement that celebrates the brilliance of being multi-passionate. To amplify this movement, I need your help. Share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and fellow multi-passionates. Let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and inspiration. Lastly, I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What stood out the most in today's episode? Drop a comment or share your takeaways on social media by using the hashtag Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. If you're not a part of the community and desire to join us, click the link in the show notes or visit jatiajones.com/community.